USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is cheering the news that a coronavirus vaccine is being administered across the United States on Monday.
All along the way, it's been the heroic, resilient American people fighting and winning this battle, with the government providing smart, targeted, and essential support to sustain them.
Speaking on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican noting that Congress has not held up on its end of the bargain to deliver another coronavirus stimulus bill. President-elect Joe Biden is taking another big step toward the White House. Election results are being certified all across the country, including Pennsylvania.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States.
Brian Fitzgerald announcing the results. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
If your Gmail was a bit sluggish on Monday, you're not alone.
Multiple Google services and websites, including YouTube, Gmail, Google Assistant, and Google Docs, were down for about an hour on Monday morning after being hit with a widespread outage. Reports started coming in about 6:55 a.m. Eastern. Google said the problem was fixed for the vast majority of users just before 8 a.m. Eastern. The outage was worldwide. We verified through Down Detector that Google services issues were detected in the United States, United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Japan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Trump signed an executive order that closes all federal agencies and departments for their employees on Christmas Eve. It's the third year in a row the president has given federal employees the day off. The order further stipulates that the director of the Office of Personnel Management shall take such actions that may be necessary to implement the measure. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Cardinal Wilton Gregory of Washington filed a lawsuit against D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for her arbitrary and discriminatory restrictions on churches as Christmas approaches. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty filed a lawsuit on the Archbishop's behalf. The lawsuit states these arbitrary restrictions violate the rights of more than 650,000 D.C. area Catholics who, at the end of this most difficult year, now have the chilling prospect of being told there is no room for them at the church this Christmas. After years of pressure, a Major League Baseball organization is changing its name.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.